It's August 2nd, 2026, and markets are juggling an oil shock in the Middle East, a crackdown on Chinese car tech, and growing questions about whether big tech is spending way too much on AI all at once. Let's get into it. Dev, set the scene for us. What's moving markets today?
Three things are dominating. First, oil. An Iranian strike sent crude prices surging, and that ripple is still being felt across energy stocks and at the pump.
And shipping through the Red Sea is still a mess on top of that.
Exactly. Houthi attacks in the Red Sea have picked back up, which pushes shipping costs higher and makes inflation harder to tame. That's making the market nervous.
What else?
Tech is under pressure. Investors are starting to seriously question whether the big cloud and chip players are burning too much cash on AI infrastructure with not enough to show for it yet.
And trade tensions haven't gone away either.
Right. Canada tariff risks are still very much alive, and the U.S. government is widening its crackdown on Chinese technology inside connected cars. Lots of moving parts today.
Our main story today, Wall Street is getting cold feet about how much big tech is spending on AI. Dev, why is this suddenly a problem?
For the past couple of years, everyone accepted that these companies had to spend enormous sums building out AI, the data centers, the chips, the whole lot. The attitude was basically spend now, profit later.
And now that patience is running out?
It really is. Investors are acting like a demanding landlord. They want to see the returns, not just promises. We call this CapEx vigilantism, which just means shareholders are pushing back hard on runaway spending.
So for a regular investor holding any of the big tech names, why does this matter?
When earnings come in and the AI revenue doesn't match the AI spending bill, that's when stocks get hit. The market can love a company's products and still punish it for spending too freely. That's the tension right now.
Let's talk about what's heating up and what's cooling off. Dev, what's gaining steam?
The big tech spending scrutiny story is clearly gaining the most momentum. It's moved from background chatter to front and center for investors almost overnight.
And on the cooling side?
The Iranian oil strike had a big moment, but it's starting to settle down. Markets have partially priced in the shock, though energy prices are still elevated.
Nike also had a complicated earnings week, beating on profits but missing on revenue, with China a real drag.
That one's losing urgency. Now that the initial reaction has played out, it's still a story, but the excitement has faded.
Bear corner. Dev, make the case that the big tech spending story isn't actually that worrying.
The counterargument is that AI infrastructure is a long game. Companies that underinvest now could be left behind in 3 to 5 years, so the spending may be completely rational.
But shareholders have heard, trust us, it pays off later before, right?
They have, and that's exactly why the market is applying more pressure now. Patience isn't unlimited, and the burden of proof is shifting back onto the companies to show the money.
What should we be watching tomorrow, Dev?
Keep an eye on any new developments in the Red Sea and whether oil holds at these elevated levels. That feeds directly into inflation expectations.
And on the trade front?
Watch for any movement on Canada tariffs and further details on the connected car crackdown. Well, both of those stories are still very much in play and could move fast.
That's Narotic Daily for August 2nd. Thanks for listening and we'll see you tomorrow. Narotic Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.